This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do not shake the first 5 minutes, but a lot do. When we come back, Reiner Fulnick is going to be here with us for 30 minutes, and hopefully the next few weeks we'll get him on for a full hour. CrimesAgainstHumanityTour.com, one of the 198 ways that the Pentagon puts out for nonviolent resistance is public grand juries and public trials. And so whereas it's not official, that's how many of the real trials end up taking place. And you go back to 1776, there was a decade of trials taking place, and committees of correspondence before the Declaration of Independence and before what ended up happening on July 4, 1776. So he's done incredible work, got such an incredible consortium of people together that it's really hard to only have him on for two segments. You could talk for two segments just about who he had there and then what their findings were, just a who's who of scientific bioethical and medical and legal minds. So that's coming up here in a few minutes. But I also want to talk about something briefly here that's happening. We're breaking through the resistance of being attacked and being lied about by the media. Whereas used to, people really didn't want to be attacked by the newspapers. Makes you think of that famous song by Alice Cooper about no more Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. But it's the opposite. 20 years ago, I get attacked by newspapers, and it would hurt me some, but still a lot of folks knew they were full of bull. 10 years ago, the majority of folks liked me because I was being attacked. Now, the system keeps attacking me, and they don't get that it's their attacks that are actually blowing up the show. And so, as academics and scientists and leaders begin to understand, wait, it doesn't matter if the New York Times attacks me. It actually helps me when CNN attacks me. Yeah, they'll try to take your bank account. Yeah, they'll try to cancel you. You know, now that the being demonized doesn't work, now they're moving on to deplatforming and debanking of a social credit score. So I'm not saying it's a bed of roses, but it's a lot better than living on your knees like a slave. And free societies are built by standing up. So more and more, and I'm not bragging, it's a good thing to experience this for everybody. InfoWars has become a touchstone of, hey, a shout out to Alex Jones. Alex Jones was right. Doesn't mean Alex Jones was always right, but Alex Jones was right, because that then lets the censors know the most attacked, the most demonized, the most lied about are the people that we need to celebrate. Now, it was very hard for me to go after Trump because I didn't want them to think their attacks on me made me attack Trump. He's so attacked, I wanted to support him, but when he supported the poison vaccine, I had to go after him. You notice he's backed off it now. I don't think he is consciously part of it, but regardless, that's a bridge too far. So that's where we are. And Tucker Carlson is a longer interview I was part with this morning. Here's a short clip. Had the folks on from Black Rifle Coffee Company. I've had this fellow on before. He's an interesting guest. A really informed guy, former Army Special Operations fellow. And they were talking about this phenomenon. Here it is. We'll come back with our guest.
Who lives here?
Well, 10 years ago, people like Alex Jones were talking about George Soros. And everybody was like, oh, man, you're crazy. Now he just openly spent $1 million on the California governor recall. Why? He spent $270 million over the last 5 years on like DA races and judge races and things like that. Why?
Because he hates the West and wants to destroy it, obviously. Yeah. And you don't have to be Alex Jones to say that out loud.
No, it's not even a conspiracy theory.
It's what's so interesting, though, is Alex Jones, whatever you and I know we're not allowed to talk about Alex Jones because that's illegal now, but I sort of watched in bewilderment when they went after Alex Jones, who, whatever you think of him, is like hilarious, very talented entertainer, you know, in addition to other things. But they treated him like he was a foreign threat.
Yeah.
And they just crushed the guy.
Well, a lot of that same stuff is happening to you right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know why? It's the same thing that happens when a defense attorney goes after witnesses on the bench. It's the same thing. Like, I have to attack your credibility because I can't face what you're saying.
I work for a big company, thank heaven, and for a family that's committed to the freedom of speech. So I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. and hard to crush. But if you're by yourself, like he is, or like you are, for example, running your own podcast, people are really vulnerable.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks could get it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Reiner Bolnick is our guest for the next 25 minutes. He's going to be back with us for a full hour very soon. He's on the road. He's agreed to graciously pop in with us here. I've been trying to get him on for over a month. He put together very successful public hearings with the scientists, with the doctors, with the experts, and then had them come to their conclusions, which is what our government would recommend in the last 60, 70 years in a country with an authoritarian regime: have public hearings, have a public grand jury, have the findings put out. And that's one of the ways to nonviolently bring down a corrupt system or stop crimes from being committed. And that's what he did. It captured the imagination of the world, really got people informed. And it's one of the things that, along with Joe Rogan, broke the back of the big COVID power grab. It's still going on, but by stealth, because they don't want to fight us now in the open with their takeover. And he just has one of the best minds when it comes to laying it out. I'm not going to read his whole bio here. Well, you can find his website at crimesagainsthumanitytour.com, crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. I won't go over his whole lengthy bio here, but he is a trial lawyer specializing in banking and stock exchange law, private international law, and medical law, and he is also a very well accredited and respected. So thank you for joining us, Doctor. As you know, we've only got 20 minutes, so you've got the floor.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thank you. So where are we now since your amazing hearings that hundreds of millions watched?
Well, the thing is, the reason why my friend and colleague Viviana Fisher and myself started this Corona Investigative Committee on July 10th, 2020, is because we didn't feel that we were getting any answers to the questions that not just we, but we believed most people wanted answers to from either the mainstream media or our politicians. Now, in the meantime, of course, we found out that our politicians are not our politicians, but they're all bought and paid for by the World Economic Forum, mostly by its Global Young Leaders Program. The questions we wanted answers to is, one, how dangerous is this virus really? We're not denying that there's a virus out there. Number two is, how reliable is the PCR test? And number three, how much damage do the anti-corona measures do? Well, in the meantime, we know, of course, that the virus itself is no more dangerous than the common flu. It has a survival rate of 99.97%. Children are at no risk whatsoever, statistically speaking. And the PCR test, which is the basis for everything, the PCR test is a fake, not the real PCR test, as it was invented by a Nobel Prize winner and very funny, witty, intelligent guy, Kary Mullis, but the version that was invented by a German hoax fraud. His name is Professor Dr. Drosten. He's neither a real professor nor is he a real doctor. He's a complete fake. But he invented the PCR test that he claims tells us everything about infections. Now, that is impossible because the PCR test can't distinguish between dead and live matter. So if you test positive, it's very likely that maybe you had a flu or the common cold 4 or 5 months ago, because both the flu and the common cold also contains a coronavirus. What's more important, in order to be infected, you need a whole virus to enter your cells and then start replicating there. That's when you have symptoms as well. A whole virus is never found by this PCR test because whatever you, the swab is being put into a machine, and it, but it's destroyed literally before it, it's put into the machine. So you only detect fragments. So per se, this test cannot tell you anything about infections. That's what this guy invented, and that is the basis for everything. Because, you know, in January of 2020, when the World Health Economic, when the World Health Organization was put under pressure by some of its most potent donors to declare a public health emergency of international concern, there were no cases. In order for a public health emergency of international concern to be declared, you need cases, and cases are infections. So they told Drosten to start work on his PCR test, and he played along with it. And a couple of weeks later, he came up with this PCR test. The two basic lies on which everything else is founded is they're both from him, and they were then spread to the world by the World Health Organization. One is they're asymptomatic infections. What do you need that for? It's necessary to make everyone be afraid of everyone, no matter how healthy they look. In the meantime, we know, of course, that there are no asymptomatic infections, in particular not with respiratory diseases. Anyone who has a respiratory disease has symptoms. Well, after all, what do you do? If you want to go see a doctor because you feel kind of strange, the first question your doctor is going to ask you is, what symptoms do you have? What are you going to say? I watch too much Fauci? It's not a really good symptom. So without any symptoms, there is no infections. But the PCR test, that's the second lie, that the PCR test can detect infections. It cannot, because, as I said, it cannot distinguish between dead and live matter, and it cannot, it doesn't see whether or not there's a whole virus. Based on these two lies, the World Health Organization then declared a public health emergency of international concern. The first time they tried it, they failed because, you know, I think this is at the end of January of 2020, there were no cases, so they couldn't agree on declaring a public health emergency of international concern. The second time, 2 weeks later, it worked. Why? Because Drosten had supplied them with his PCR test. And this test, as I said, per se, cannot tell you anything about infections, but the way it was set, the way it was set up, it was bound, it was guaranteed to create cases, false.
Well, that's positive. Right. And Dr. Fulman, you've done a great job laying all out. Just briefly, you'll come back again next week, hopefully, when you get back to town, back to the West. You've done really good boil downs on the Great Reset and why they did it, the 35,000 foot view of why they would dare do something like this. And then I want to get into the findings of this huge conference and this grand jury you put on. I loved how USA Today and others, we'll talk about that next segment, tried to spin it like you were trying to say this was an official grand jury, when citizen grand juries are a well-known part of free societies, even listed by the State Department as one of the main ways to expose corruption or corrupt regimes or corrupt corporations. I mean, that's, and then USA Today attacks what our own State Department says is a good thing to do.
Well, the reason why we decided on a grand jury investigation is it was at the suggestion of one of our international colleagues from New Mexico, Anna Garner. She said, let's do it like a grand jury investigation, because that way we will not have a decision that needs to be enforced, but rather it ends with a jury declaring that they want to indict the people who we the putative defendants.
It lays out a historic roadmap for real prosecutors and real grand juries.
Exactly. Exactly. We have real attorneys, we have a real judge, we have real experts, and we have real witnesses explaining about the damages that they suffered, in particular the health damages that they suffered because of the so-called vaccines. And we did this outside of the court, official court system, because we realized that in most countries, it's different in the United States, it's different in India, but it's surely true in Europe, in particular in Germany, we would not get a fair hearing for such a proceeding. That's why we did it outside of the actual court system, but this is only the first step. There will be more such trials to follow, and we expect, and it's happening already, that in some cases, people will set up their own new jurisdictions, because this is what it's all about. It's us, the people, who have the power to do such a thing. In other cases, in particular in the United States, they're going to force their own judiciaries to do their job. And the only thing they need to do is listen to the hearings that we held, and then they can invite the very same experts. I don't think they're going to change their story.
That's right. You've laid out an incredible blueprint. And since you guys did this, you've been one of the main people out there organizing the experts. It's all coming out, confirming everything you guys said. And what we see with Moderna and Pfizer and them hiding and the stock imploding. We're going to come back and talk about where you see this going and what happens next with Dr. Reiner Fulmick. You need to visit his site. It's fulmick.com and crimesagainsthumanitytour.com as well.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Companies. I'm going to leave it right there, and also Democratic grassroots parties. And he's here for only another 8-9 minutes. He's got to go. I've got so many questions. Just briefly, what else do you want to get out to folks that's developed since your big citizens grand jury? But first, can you just tell us, I mean, I know I watched it, but or parts of it, what the findings of the citizens grand jury was?
Well, the net result is that this has never been about health. This is just one gigantic hoax. I keep telling people that had somebody told me this 2 years ago, I would have told them to go take their pills, see a doctor, and everything will be fine. But in the meantime, it looks like we're running out of conspiracy theories. All of these formerly conspiracy theories turn out to be true. So the most important result is it's not about health. So the big question is, what is it about? So we spoke with geopoliticians, historians, all kinds of scientists from all walks of science. And the short answer is this is about global world domination. It's probably a relatively small group of very rich people who are trying to gain complete control over the rest of the world, which they have looted and plundered at least over the last 3, 4, 5 decades, probably much longer. And it was only a question of time when we would come on to them and when we would understand what's really been going on. The first time that at least I, as a former banker, should have woken up is during the Lehman crisis, which started out as a housing crisis, but it was really a banking crisis. Because that's the first time that everyone should have known this is a gigantic fraud. This is how they sell homes in the United States and in Germany, defrauding people out of their money and selling these homes at 2 or 3 times its actual fair market value. This is what happened in Germany, and this is what happened in the United States. But the only thing we got from our politicians, who we then thought were our politicians, is promises. This is never going to happen again. We're going to hold everyone responsible. Well, they didn't do anything. No one went to jail. The only thing they did is they kept printing money. And this thing, of course, couldn't go. It had to explode, and it was about to implode again. The entire system was about to implode again, probably in September of 2019. There was a meeting of central bankers at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, and we know that they were in a huge panic back then. BlackRock, for example, suggested that something really bold needed to be done in order to distract people from what was really going on. So that is when they came up with the idea that this is right, this is the right moment for Corona. So ultimately, this is what it's about. They want complete control, because if we find out about them, they're not going to last much longer. They want complete control. They want a one-world government. It's the globalists, whom you mentioned, one-world government, and they want one-world currency, digital currency, so that they can dictate much like the Chinese social credit system, they can dictate and control everything we do. And when we found that out, we realized that the only way you can deal with this is not to fix the system, because I don't think this system can be fixed. And none of the people who I spoke with...
Well, this system is totally predatory, I agree, and is designed to implode all of us to maintain control so they ride us down through a control collapse.
Exactly. So that's the one way out is to create us, those who ask questions, who are creative, who are not used to following orders. We have the power and we have the right, and I think we have the duty to set up our own system of healthcare, of economics, of education, and yes, judiciary. This should be a parallel system. It'll be so attractive that the other side, or many of those who are still on the other side, will jump off the fence on our side of the fence and will ultimately help us. But for the time being, we have to do something to stop this. It looks as though the corona narrative is about to implode. It has imploded in many parts of the world.
That was my next question, and you're going to join us again soon for a full hour. Now you're on the road in the middle of the night. Thank you, doctor. But it, clearly it's imploding very fast, and I predicted once it started imploding, they'd launch a war. Why do you think it's imploding so fast? And I don't want us to be too confident. What are you worried about? Because you know they're going to try something else.
Well, they are trying something else already. The new way to put us in panic mode is through war. There's war in Ukraine, and the big question is, what is it really that's going on there? I think this is part of their agenda. Just today, we had another hearing of the Corona Committee in Berlin, and we spoke with a group of people, one of them is an American, who really know everything about what's going on there, about the long-term historical backdrop of the geopolitical consequences of what's happening and what has been happening. It looks as though it's not a stage war, it's a real war, so we have to feel really sorry about the people who are suffering there. But it looks as though Ukraine is just another puppet of the Anglo-American financial mafia, as I call them. That's the City of London, not London, but the City of London and its fifth column, Wall Street. They're using them as pawns. In the Ukrainians, and they're doing this in order to drive a wedge between, just like World War I and World War II, between Russia and the West. It's going to be NATO against Russia, and I think that's what all the rhetoric is aimed at, the rhetoric of our politicians, just like in the United States. They're all talking as though we're at war with Russia, even though it's just Ukraine and Russia, and I believe that if you take a closer look at how this war started, you'll come up with a completely different picture, including that Russia was humiliated for at least 8 years by Ukrainians bombarding the autonomous regions of the Donbas, as they call it, and never ever being able to strike back. So they drew several red lines. I'm not saying they're good people. I mean, the Russians are good people. I'm not saying Putin is a good man. I don't know if
but
he
yeah,
is.
But yeah, you start a fight with people, you're going to get a fight.
Exactly, and that's what happened. They provoked him so much that he just didn't have a choice. Now, the big question is, will it get out of control or not? If it does get out of control, we will have a real war in all of Europe, and the major battlefield will be Germany.
Well, I noticed years ago, different globalists said, if you try to get rid of the EU, there'll be a war in Europe. And we're like, a war in Europe? Why would that happen? No, they were saying, we'll start one. And they'll just cross Russian red lines and start a war. And that's what Biden even encouraged Putin to invade. And that's when I'm like, hey, you need to not invade Putin, but we're here now. All right. Well, in the near future, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, I hope you'll join us. You're doing incredible work. I know talking to crowds of thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands. They obviously launched COVID as a power grab to try to make us forget about globalism. I think it's bit them in the ass. What do you think?
Globalism is, of course, the one thing that we don't want. We want our own sovereignty. We want our individual identities. We want our individual cultures. The reason we're traveling to Italy or to France is not despite despite the fact that they're different, it's because they're different. And we want them to be different. We do not want globalists. We have to disconnect from the globalists, both.
That's
from
right.
Their,
Dr. Fulmick, incredible job. Talk to you soon. It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. It has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Happening, what's in the tea leaves, and what is a very, very good chance or probability of happening. There's a few different scenarios. I need to tie all this financial news into the war news, into the COVID news. And we'll do that here in just a moment. But I wanted to spend just a few minutes with the listeners who are the best people on earth. You know, Lindsey Graham says that Joe Biden's the best guy on earth. Well, no, I don't think that's true. I think the listeners and viewers of this broadcast, objectively, have supported and have amplified and who have prayed for this broadcast, that you are the most effective, best people in the world. What did Lindsey Graham say? He said, if you can't admire, get that clip ready, guys. If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, you've got a problem and you need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created. Liquidating our borders, devaluing our currency, cutting off our pipelines, teaching critical race theory with federal funds in schools. The list just goes on. And Lindsey Graham, a supposed Christian conservative, is telling us he's the best thing since sliced bread. Here's a clip.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? And he's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics.
Is that right?
He is as good a man as God ever created. If you can't admire
Joe Biden, I know a very well-known person. I won't say his name, but he was at Mar-a-Lago last week. And Lindsey Graham was standing facing the pool with his back to him, and he said he almost pushed him in. And I told this fella, I said, I wish, I'm not going to give you his initials. Doesn't start with an R, doesn't end with an S. I wish he would have just pushed his ass in. But, you know, that would give him too much attention to make him a victim. So don't do that. But what the hell is Trump thinking that he has this snake at Mar-a-Lago all the time? But I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to behave myself. The point is that we're not funded by the globalists. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you. And we're doing more important work than we have ever done on air at this point. And the world is listening and the world is watching. And we're taking on the corrupt power structure and we're in their face. So when I say I admire this audience of activists, when I say you're the best people, it's not some fake globalist worshiping each other, because all that's just talk. With you and I really mean it. I mean, you folks are awesome, and I appreciate your support, because you're supporting yourself while you do that. And I just want to stay in this fight. And the fact that you keep me in this fight, I love you only second to God and my children. You're right there. It's like God's right here. My children are right there. Family. But, man, you're that's when you walk up and thank me in the street. I just go, okay, stop. Because it's like me looking in the mirror thinking to myself, we are in this together. So I want to encourage all the viewers, all the listeners to be part of history and to get T-shirts and books and films and amazing supplements and products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because that's where you get great products that edify you, make your life better and healthier, and that's where you fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. InfoWarStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you know, we're entering the thick of the battle right now, and things are so intense. But as bad as the attacks are, the successes are even way bigger. So I understand that's how this alchemy works. And I understand no pain, no gain. But I am willing to go through the pain. I just need you to carry us to the next level. So thank you for your financial support while you get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's hit this right now. Let's cover this segment, the next. And let's talk about it. What does it say about the establishment and the corporate media that they would know that the U.S. built bioweapons labs going back to 2004 and 5 under Obama, 2005, in that country, and it was all over the news and congressional funding and bills and C-SPAN debates. That's like saying that Pat Brady never played for the New England Patriots. But you know when you hear that, Pat Brady never played for the New England Patriots, never won a Super Bowl. Right away you go, well, that's a lie. So someone asks you a question. Why would the bureaucrats and the media and CNN and AP and Reuters and all of them tell you there were no biolabs in Ukraine? There were no deadly pathogens. That's all a lie. Why would USA Today and all of them say that, knowing it's going to come out and knowing they're going to get exposed as liars? And the answer is, they've got such third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth level stringers, backbenchers, that they don't even know all these topics. They don't even know all these facts. They can't even come up with plausible lies. We are fighting, like when the Russians went into Berlin in 1945, 12-year-olds. All the other men are dead. And they're dangerous, but they don't know what they're doing. They blow themselves up as often as they blow you up. So they're dangerous. You got to respect it. But we're fighting the dregs. We're fighting the fumes. And I don't say that from a place of strength, because the fumes, the zombies, are in control of everything. And the competence is disappearing. And the work ethic is disappearing. And we could barely run civilization when we had hard-working, really smart men and women busting their asses to make it work, working around the clock, just wanting to innovate. You start not wanting to work. You start not wanting to know how stuff works. You start wanting to be lazy and dumb. Civilization will collapse back into the jungle from which it came, just like that. And some folks will say, well, good, civilization's out of control. Well, there's thousands of nuclear reactors, 468 of them that are large that we know of, a bunch of other small ones. And civilization breaks down, those all go Chernobyl. And then there's all the rest of it. So it's such a big deal to me, before we come back and break all this down, to first realize they just deny whatever we say. Doesn't matter we had all the articles. Doesn't matter we had the bills. Doesn't matter we had the documents. Doesn't matter we had it all. Doesn't matter it was big controversies. So we just all remembered it, because we have a thing called a memory, because we're not goldfish. But you got to understand, the people putting out the BS are lazy and just regurgitate what they're told and don't even think. Biden didn't come out and say, I'm sorry, it's hard on you, but it's the best thing for the people of Ukraine, and we're going to try to fix it. He didn't even give them false hope. He said, yeah, it's going to go up a lot more. Started laughing, just like the head of the Department of Energy, just like the head of the Department of Transportation, just like the White House press secretary, just like Nancy Pelosi, laughing at you because they get off on that. They get off. You're their enemy. They were brought into power to destroy America, and they're laughing at you while they do it and destroying themselves because they're incompetent, inbred, degenerate drug addicts. That's the good ones. The bad ones are child-raping pedophiles, the most selfish, monstrous, sycophantic weirdos the world has ever seen. Doom is written all over them. Failure is inscribed on them. They stink from a mile away, socially, culturally, spiritually.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The globalists are mad scientists. They've got bioweapon labs with stuff that's far worse than COVID-19 ready to release on us. They spread it all across the world, so when they do release it, they have one thing, plausible deniability, so that they won't be held accountable. But thanks to good scientists in private sector and in government and the U.S. military, all the information about what Fauci and Gates and others did with the creation of COVID-19, its release has come out. Our enemy's not the government. Our enemy's not the corporations. Our enemy's not the black people down the street or the white people down the street. They're Hispanic folks or the Asians. Our enemy is evil people playing God and playing us off against each other. And we have to stand up and we have to get informed. Just like you're informed about football and you're informed about, you know, how to fix your car, or your whatever you want to get informed about, you're going to get informed about. You're not stupid. You're ignorant. And when I point my finger at you, I got three more back at me. You're not stupid. You're not stupid. You're ignorant. And what you are is lazy. Because these people plan to kill us if we don't wake up and figure their plan out and stop it. But we are starting to figure it out real fast, aren't we? And we're starting to feel our human instincts are built for this. Yeah. We're not rolling over. We're part of a plan. We're going to the stars. We've just begun. We're not about to end. It's not the post-human world. It's the beginning of the human universe. This whole thing's laid out for us. We are an embryonic form right now about to be born. But first, we've got to learn to love each other. Because we're going to have challenges in the future with all this power we're going to have. Now, let's talk about it. To understand what's currently happening, we have to understand 2 years ago. And I walked into Greg Reese's office 2 years ago. And I said, what are you working on? And he said, I'm working on the virus and what they're planning to do with it. And I said, have you thought about a financial reset? He said, yeah, because he reads vociferously like I do. He goes, yeah, I've been thinking that. I said, why don't you look into that? So he put out this report. It's only got 136,000 views. His bigger reports have 3 or 4 million. It needs 10 million. The perfect storm for global currency reset. And this is in March 15th, the Ides of March, 2 years ago. Just a few days shy of that, 4 days shy of that. Now, why is that so important? Well, I got sent this morning. It's been big for months. And we've had him on. He's definitely a smart guy and is who he says he is. And I'm not stealing thunder from him. I'm going to let you know there's background to this. This is Edward Dowd, the stock picker. He says, I have an idea for a dystopian movie. The background begins in 2020, a virus that mimics the flu sweeps across the globe. Some believe it's a man-made bioweapon to provide cover for a global economic collapse, for an unsustainable debt load, and rising wealth inequality. The majority. And that is a very viral tweet that a lot of people ask me questions about. I had a big national talk show host sent to me this morning and said, what do you think of this? And I've got busy and haven't sent it back to him yet, but I'm going to send this back during the next break. I'm going to say, this is what I think of it. Greg Reese did 3 reports on this starting in March, 2 years ago. And then we had articles about it. Davos Group announces world government to force Great Reset. June 2020. Now is the time for the Great Reset. Got it all right there for you. A global financial Great Reset is coming. A deal is being made between all the central banks. We first reported it in March. Here it is in April in mainstream news. My point is, folks, I'm not playing games here. And you can figure all this out very quickly. Here's our March 15 article that went with it. A perfect storm for a global currency reset. A global currency rate reset amidst the coronavirus pandemic, a real possibility. On the Ides of March, you know what the Ides of March are? When Julius Caesar got stabbed to death in the Roman Forum, seen as unlucky for elites. So, there is it. I'm having that article posted, the video posted, in the live show feed today, so you can share it. The perfect storm for a global currency reset. InfoWars predicted financial reset 2 years before it began. Because now, it's all over the news. They're doing it, and they're going to use it for that. And the reason I show you this is, it's planned. And all we do is study what they're doing. And instead of folks going, hey, we want to learn how you know this, I'm like, I want to show you how I know. I want to show you how I know so you all know. It's like, oh, Alex, Alex, Jones is magical. You know what? I don't want to be magical, folks. I want everybody to learn this and other talk show hosts to get it. It's game over for the New World Order, just like Reimer Fulmick said earlier, as we all get educated on how the scam works, it's over. But if everybody just thinks it's some magic, psychic, Nostradamus thing that I know all this and it's only Alex Jones, that makes my life very dangerous and makes them want to kill me or put me in prison, which I'm not looking for. And it makes us lose because no one learns how stuff works. It's all admitted. It's all admitted. It's all admitted. It's all admitted. me give you another example of this. It pisses me off, man. Let me tell you, I don't hate the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN people. I really don't. It's like my dog takes a dump in the backyard. I got to go pick it up. Do I hate the stuff? I just got to clean it up. I throw it, you know, in the vegetable garden. No, I don't want to hurt any of you people. Just stop trying to hurt me. I'm talking to the globalists right now. I mean, God, you people are sick. Look at these. Look at this right here. We have MTG on a few days ago. Talk about her bill that members of the House should have to have on record how they voted. Oh, what an evil woman. We don't want to know how you vote, the left says. And they go apoplectic. She's backing Alex Jones up at his delusion that there's a plan to reduce the world population by 90%. This story is just like the bioweapon story. Hundreds of articles going back to 2005 admitting all of it with our media saying it's good. Then it gets pointed out. They go, oh, no, that doesn't exist. That's the same thing here. Marjorie Taylor Greene helps Alex Jones promote conspiracy theory claiming 90% population reduction by 2030. She helped me promote the lie. Oh, my gosh. And then I can show you thousands of articles, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity, the post-human world. This is the Wall Street Journal hitting the reset button on humanity right there. Oh, looking forward to the end. Oh, kill the humans. Everything's perfect. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Interview. The head futurist at the World Economic Forum says the end of humanity is here. The last humans are alive now. We must get rid of the humans. No more humans. And it goes on and on. Klaus Schwab's WEF, humans are now hackable animals and will soon be re-engineered. Coronavirus is the moment it was achieved. Yeah, they got into us with the GMO garbage and then the head of Bear brags. Oh, we got the public to accept gene therapy by scaring them with coronavirus. I mean, they're bragging that they're raping us. They're taking us over, making us commodities, and then the left sits there with podcasts and radio shows and TV shows and newspapers lying about us, saying we're the threat, we're the bad people, we're mean because we questioned a Jesse Smollett event or a mass shooting. And you're not supposed to do that. We're the bad guys. NBC News, cyborgs replace humans and remake the world. By 2045, no more humans. The end of humanity is here. The last humans are now alive on Earth. The cyber attacks are coming. The Georgia Guidestones, the UN, all of them saying get rid of 89% of the public, and it's carved in stone there, and all we're trying to do is to get people to think about it and talk about it. And Prince Charles talks about it, and his dad says, I'm going to come back as a virus, kill 80% of people, and they've got this weird rainbow swastika thing they wear that's their symbol. And, I mean, this is all happening, and they got bio labs everywhere with race-specific weapons, and we're not supposed to talk about that. And what makes me frustrated is the idiots that go along with this and help promote their own destruction, you almost go like, man, Prince Charles, maybe you're right. Bill Gates, maybe you're right. Maybe I should have joined you, except then you're such slime and so evil and so nasty and so hateful. You're like, no, that's not a good group either. No, we gotta help everybody. We got to go to the stars. We've got to uplift humanity, not kill humanity. God will not accept us into the next level unless we do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. question. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.